Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm your host, Janice Tunnell. Welcome to Beauty Talk for today, Sunday, September 15th. And our guest tonight is James Vincent of The Powder Group. But before we speak with James, I want to remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And now I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Denise, who has some beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty News. Join celebrity makeup artist Dee Dee Kelly, celebrity wardrobe stylist Monique Peters, and celebrity hairstylist Chris Gies for Last Looks, Makeup, Hair, and Wardrobe. It's a guided discussion with respected professionals sharing their experiences and advising you on how to pursue careers in the entertainment and styling industry. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, it takes place tomorrow night, Monday, September 16th, at the Artist Resource Center. It's 11039 McCormick Street, and that's in North Hollywood, California. And it's from 7 to 9 p.m. Again, that's tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Artist Resource Center, 11039 McCormick Street in North Hollywood, and it's free admission. And for more information into RSVP, you can check out events.thearcnoho.com. That's events.thearcnoho.com. That sounds like it's going to be pretty interesting. And also joining me for the beauty news tonight is celebrity hairstylist Crystal Haynes, and she's going to talk to us about her product, Lux Therapy. How are you, Crystal?
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you. Basically, the product is Lux Therapy. It's a maintenance line designed for women who wear hair weaves, wigs, and extensions. I'm a hairstylist. Obviously, I've been specializing in hair extensions for over 10 years, and one of the major problems that my clients had with wearing the weaves and the extensions is the itching, the inability to get to the scalp and scratch and massage your scalp. So I looked for a solution, and I couldn't find anything, so I actually designed something. It's called a scalp soother, and it's a tool that's designed to slide under the braid, the net, the tracks, to scratch and massage the scalp. And it's really great for shampooing to clean the scalp under the weave, and it's flexible, so it's completely safe, much safer than using rat tail combs and chopsticks and pins and all the other things I've heard people use to scratch their weaves and extensions.
And it's much better than just hitting the top of your head with your hand.
That doesn't alleviate the problem. The scalp soother is curved, so it goes with the curvature of the scalp. So you can slide it under, and you don't have to scratch vigorously. Just slide it back and forth, and it'll alleviate that itch and soothe the scalp.
Now, I've had mine now for almost a year, and I take it everywhere I go.
That's
honestly,
great.
I take it everywhere I go.
I'm so glad. I've been getting a lot of great reviews, so I'm just so grateful that people are, you know, catching on to the product and using it, and it's a much safer alternative than the metal combs and the metal clips that's been used you so much, obviously because there wasn't another solution. So I hope this will help a lot of women.
And what does it retail for?
It retails for $9.95, and it's available on Amazon.com and also our site, LuxTherapy.com. And LuxTherapy is actually a full line. It's a maintenance line that includes shampoos, conditioners, a scalp treatment, and a hair vitamin. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, a lot of women who get their hair weaved or get extensions, they don't come to the salon regularly for maintenance. So the goal with Lux Therapy was to create a maintenance system that they can use at home to make sure that the scalp is being treated, the braids underneath are being treated, so that they when they do remove the weave or extensions, their natural hair is healthy enough to either go back into a weave or wear it natural, whatever they prefer to do. That was the goal of the line, yeah.
Now, what about your hair vitamins? How much do they retail for?
The hair vitamins, I believe, are on sale right now. If you go to the site, they're on sale for $18.95. All the products are on sale right now. The scalp treatment is excellent. It's the hair vitamin is called Essential Hair Complex. It's a natural vitamin. It's not a capsule, it's a tablet, and it's a 2-month supply. And then also one of our other great products is called Follicle Food Scalp Treatment, which is a treatment. It has biotin and keratin and essential oils. And what it does is it goes into the scalp and it acts as an antiseptic, and it also acts as a treatment, and it helps nourish the follicle with vitamins and the keratin and biotin that are added. It also has niacin to help with stimulation, and it also alleviates itching as well. So the scalp soother and the follicle food are two great products to use together to help with that itch and just to soothe the scalp underneath your extensions and weaves.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And how has it been received so far?
I'm so pleased. We have quite a few of the celebrity supporters, including Sherry Shepherd. We have Kim Whitley. She loves it. She makes the craziest faces when she uses it. And it actually was just on a talk show called The Real Daytime with Lonnie Love and Tamar Braxton. Yeah, and Lonnie Love actually used it. She used it on the show, and it was hilarious. So we have quite a few. And also Nakari Parker, she also uses it, and she's a supporter of it. So it's been a year, and in this year it's been received greatly, and I'm so appreciative.
Nice. Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to try the hair product, and I think I'm going to get online tonight and order those hair vitamins.
And I can't wait for you to try them. I'm so glad that you love the scalp soother, and I've just, if you use it, you'll love it. Everyone who uses it, knock on wood, has been pleased with it, and it, you know, it conforms to the head. It doesn't hurt. It's just flexible. It's a safe alternative. A lot of women are using rat tail combs and actually scratching their scalp open, you know, and that can create an infection, especially if it's under your weaves and you don't even know. You'll feel a soreness, but you don't even know that you've actually scratched open a sore. It's been that serious for a lot of women. So hopefully this will be a safer alternative for people to alleviate that common problem that we all experience, you know, those of us who do wear extensions and weaves. Yes, I'm so glad you love it. I'm so glad.
I definitely
do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, one last question, Crystal. How can people get in touch with you on your social networks?
Oh, I am on Twitter and Instagram. Lux Therapy is the handle. And the website, LuxTherapy.com. And I also have a Facebook page, which is Lux Therapy Hair Products. And I am active on social media. So if you are using the scalp soother or if you have any questions about it, please hit me up on either of those and I will respond to you. And you can see all the pictures and information there.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Well, okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, have a great show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Again, as I said earlier at the top of the show, tonight our guest is Mr. James Vincent. He's
no stranger to the show. Hi, James. How are you?
Hi, honey. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I am well. I'm so happy that you're able to come on tonight.
I'm so happy to be on with you guys. You know, it's such a privilege for me. You guys have one of my favorite resources in the industry, and every time I try and wake up from work, I get booked on a job, and then I'm not available. And, you know, there's no two more gorgeous sisters than you two, so I'm excited to be here.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Well, James, before we get into tonight's topic, which we want to talk about the Artist Summit in detail, we know that the Makeup Show Orlando is coming before then. So talk about what's going to be happening in Orlando in a couple of weeks.
Oh, babe, you know it's always one thing. I just finished Fashion Week. I did 11 shows, and now I'm getting ready to do the Makeup Show Orlando. And the Makeup Show Orlando is one of my favorite shows, and here's the reason. It is a new show. This is our second year for the Makeup Show Orlando. And the reason I did the Orlando show, and I think I premiered it here on your show last year, is that we needed to do a show in the South. But let's be honest, those southern cities are so expensive. You know, I got my start in Atlanta and the southern states.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I love about Orlando is the hotels are $60 a night. The flights are so inexpensive. And I needed to do a southern show that was really affordable because a lot of our other shows are in markets that might be cost prohibitive. So the Makeup Show Orlando this year, it's everything. It's too much. I can't even stand it. It's Billy B. It's Sharon Gault. It's Johnny Lavoie. It is Sutan. It's Crystal Wright. It's Michael DeVellis. It is everything. There are 100 brands there, plus including NARS and Makeup Forever and Mayron, Obsessive Compulsive Cosmetics, Temptue. All of them offering discounts. And the best part about Orlando, and let's be honest, you know I love my beer, it's all in one hotel. So we go to the show, and then we get a drink at the bar, and then we all head to the pool. So you're in the pool with Crystal Wright. You're in the pool with Johnny Lavoie. You're in the pool with Billy B. Come on, like, what else do you want?
Right.
It's just everything. Like, you can get your makeup at a discount, get some education, and then get in the pool with Crystal Wright. It's like the hottest thing in the world.
Right. Let me ask you a question, because as you were naming all the people that were going to be there, let me ask you, I noticed that at every makeup show, you have a select group of educators that return every year, including yourself and Orlando and Crystal. What's the purpose? Because I feel like there's a reason for that. What's the purpose for that?
Well, here's my thing, and I'm just going to be honest with you guys because I had a few drinks at dinner. I am someone who loves change. I love to meet with new people. But when you have someone like a Crystal Wright, a Michael DeVellis, an Orlando Santiago, a Billy B, a Marietta, we really have a different type of career in that, although I keyed 11 shows for New York Fashion Week, my love is really education and inspiration. And I think all of the artists that I tend to work with for the makeup show have that same passion. So what we try and do is, in different cities, I really try to put together artists that fit with the artists that are working in that market. And Orlando is a market that needs some inspiration. It needs beauty. It needs fashion. It needs bridal. And it needs business. And so I really have tried to put the artists in that city that really can speak to that. Orlando is also an easy city to travel to. It's a quarter of the price of traveling to New York or Chicago. So a lot of artists travel in. They bring their families with them to travel, to go to Disney World and Universal. And so we really have tried to make the Orlando show a destination show that really speaks to every area of the industry. And with people like Crystal Wright, who's one of my mentors, or Billy B or Sharon Gault, who really are my mentors, it was very easy to bring them down there. And I think they fit very well in as inspiration for the artists in that marketplace.
Right, right. And I think, you know, yourself and Orlando and Crystal, you know, you all are pretty much at every show. And I guess you all are considered like the, I guess, the powder group educators, so to speak. So
well,
you're probably
it's a little different. Yeah, the
okay.
Powder Group sold the show a few years ago. So Michael DeVellis, mm-hmm. who owns the Powder Group, sold the show about 2 years ago. And
mm-hmm.
Michael, you know, is one of my best friends and mentors. And Michael and I have a lot of new programs coming up, but the makeup show functions in a different way in that Michael sold the show, so the Powder Group is a sponsor, but not one of the owners of the show. So I kind of wear a few different hats. With the makeup show, I really can kind of open it up a little more. With the Powder Group, mm-hmm. I really am focused on artist education, and then I've just launched a new line called Ardencian. So I'm kind of, you know, doing a little bit of everything, but the Powder Group continues to be a resource for makeup artists at all levels of the industry. The makeup show continues to expand. Next year, I'm very excited. I'll give you guys the exclusives if anyone is listening in the Southern market. Next year, we will launch the makeup show Dallas, which is we have not announced yet, so you guys are the first to hear that.
Wow.
Gotcha.
So
that's a good spot.
I think so, you know. Dallas is a great spot. There's a lot of artists there that need the inspiration. But I think for, you know, for the Tanel sisters, for makeup artists like I that are constantly on the go, it's about finding these cities that are easy for us to get to, that are inexpensive for us to stay in,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so we're really looking. The makeup show is very different in that it's a resource. You have to have credentials to come to the show.
Right.
So we really want to continue to have it be a resource for makeup artists, hairstylists, models, photographers, and other people that work in the industry. And we continue to look for markets that really need that spotlight. So Orlando is a show I'm very excited about. I hope you guys will come down and swim with me and, you know, listen to Billy B and Sharon Galt and all of the other artists that are there. But it's a little more intimate in that when our shows first start, Orlando's in its second year, they're much
mm-hmm.
smaller. So it's about 3,000 artists instead of something like New York, which is at 7,000 artists at this point, you know.
Mhm. Nice.
I'm going to try not to talk over you guys completely this time because you know I do that.
Oh, that's going to be hard to do, James. We all talk over each other.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
I'm terrible. I'm the worst.
That's why we're taking little pauses so we make sure everybody gets their complete sentence out.
Okay. I don't. You know, I just get so excited. It's. I'm such a fan of what you do, and I'm such a fan of your work, and I'm such a fan of the, you know, opportunity you bring to so many artists to have a voice that I get excited when I start talking. So just tell me to shut up and I will.
Oh.
That's what we're here for.
You're right. You're okay.
Thank you.
All right. So the Artist Summit.
Yes.
I was sitting there, I was thinking about the Artist Summit, and I was thinking about the purpose. It came up with these like three P's. So let's just work with the three P's on this Artist Summit. And I was thinking about the purpose of the summit,
mm-hmm.
the actual program, what's going to actually take place, what's going to happen in those 3 days, and then the plan. What should the artist's plan be after attending this summit going forward?
Let's start with the purpose. Do you want me to be honest with this, or do you want me to sugarcoat things? Because honestly, I would love to
never
be honest.
Honest.
Well, here's my thing. The purpose of the Artist Summit is to bring everything to the next level. The Powder Group is really, for me, was one of the first companies that ever did makeup artist education. When I started with the Powder Group, there was no artist education. If you did not work for a brand, there was nothing available to you. And what Michael DeVellis developed really was industry changing. And I think in the last few years, we've seen that every makeup artist in the world graduates from school and starts teaching a class, you know?
Yes.
And there's education all over the place, which I love. But I think the Artist Summit is kind of something that we looked at and we said, you know what, education has changed so much in the last 10 years. There are so many makeup artists. Babe, when I started, there were 100 makeup artists. There are now thousands and thousands mm-hmm. of makeup artists. And the Artist Summit was put together to really become a three-day event that will consist of one-on-one opportunities to listen to the game changers, people like Crystal Wright, Linda Mason, Michelangelo, Marietta Carter-Narcisse, Michael DeVellis, Johnny Lavoie, Kevin Bennett. But the thing that it really does is if you're coming to the Artist Summit, and I apologize, I'm losing my voice after Fashion Week, you're with these people for 3 days. I get hundreds of messages every day, honestly, to be completely honest with you. I get hundreds of messages daily from artists that say, I want to work with you, I want to work with this, how do I get to the next level, how do I do this? This is not 3 hours with Crystal Wright. This is not 3 hours with Kevin Bennett. This is not 3 hours with James Vincent. It is 3 days. It is breakfast, lunch, and dinner with, it is going out at night with, it is listening to seminars that have never been done before by some of the biggest names in the industry. And so for me, it's all about not only the inspiration, not only the education, but also it is about the connections that happen when you are in with someone like a Crystal Wright or a Michael DeVellis for 3 days. Those relationships will change your career. And that is what the Artist Summit is all about. It is about going beyond what you know, beyond what you do, and being very aspirational and saying, this is what I'm doing now, but this is what I'd like to do, but I don't know how to get there. The Artist Summit will give you the tools. So whether you're that single mother who is doing weddings on the weekend and working a full-time job but not doing makeup the way you want to, or whether you're the artist who is assisting that wants to bring it to the next level, or whether you're that person who is somewhere outside of a major city, maybe you are in Oklahoma City or, you know, Atlanta or Boston and you want to bring it to the next level, this is designed to give you those tools that will take you where you want to go. And there has been nothing like it before. It's a name that we've used before, but the Artist Summit isn't like anything that has ever existed. And it is, I'm so excited about it. I can't even, I don't even have words to express. There, it's 150 artists coming together to change their lives.
Wow. And
I
it's
know.
3 days.
It is. It's
3 days.
Mm-hmm. It's
and
October
like
6th through the 9th. It's in Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is the oldest art colony in the United States. It is. It has such a beautiful history. It's where the Pilgrims landed originally. It is the oldest art colony in the United States that still exists. Artists like Jackson Pollock and Billie Holiday and John Waters have made their homes there. And what we want to do is bring artists together in a place that takes them away from their everyday. You know what I mean? It's an expense that is, you know, there. It's a little tougher to get to than in New York City. But it also allows for you to be completely emerged and immersed with these artists that help you make your career what you want it to be. It is the most beautiful space. It's very affordable. The rooms are like $60 a night. You can share with other artists. Breakfast and lunch is included in the program, so you're only spending money for dinner. So for a lot of artists, it's less than they spend at home once they get there. But the ability to sit at dinner with a Crystal Wright or a Kevin Bennett or, you know, a Michael DeVellis or a Sarah Lucero is, for me, an opportunity that does not always happen. So that's why I'm excited about the Artist Summit. We also have, after the 3-day seminars, we have a few days of workshop. with artists like Orlando Santiago and Danny Fonseca and Erica Carr that are much more advanced. So it's kind of about working with these artists to take your artistry to the next level. You know, Danny, a lot of you know, is one of my favorite artists. She did a music video for Lady Gaga called Born This Way with me. She just did Gaga for the VMAs. Orlando's clients include people like Rihanna. You know, these opportunities to get this one-on-one feedback don't happen all the time. And artists message me every day, and I'm sure they message the two of you, and they say, what do I need to do? How can I do what you do? And I say, what are you doing for your education? What are you doing for inspiration? What are you doing for your career, you know?
Right.
And for me, this is what it is all about.
Wow.
Educating and inspiring.
Inspiration. It's the best, like, I'm exhausted. I'll be honest with you, babe. I've been going nonstop. I haven't had a day off. My next day off is, like, October 24th, you know? It's like
that's
people
our birthday.
Tell me.
Let's celebrate.
Oh, happy birthday. I'm going to – actually, I think my day off is October 25th. I think I'm doing a workshop in Detroit. I think I'm in Detroit with the Michigan Makeup Academy on the 24th. I think I'm back on the 25th, but I have to look at the dates. That's why I have agents that tell me where I am. But, you know, it's funny how many people say to me all the time, James, how do we get to do what you do? I say, you've got to meet the right people and make the right relationships, you know. No one is going to come knock on your door in Kalamazoo or in Alpharetta or Baltimore and hand you a job. You know, if you don't get out there and meet the right people, it simply does not happen. I had over 340 artists reach out to me for Fashion Week for 6 positions. If you don't reach out, people don't know you exist. You know what I mean? And part of it is networking and getting to the right events. I've been trying to get these two gorgeous sisters to, like, be part of one of my programs forever, but they work so much, it's hard to get them there. So that's what happens, right?
We're going to – you let us know, we're going to commit to something. We have to.
Oh, babe, you know the three of us, we're always on the hustle. It's like, yeah, when it happens, it will happen, and it will be magical.
But
let's
but
be honest, just, you know.
We really are trying to at least take a road trip to Orlando, even if it's for one day. We're really trying hard to get there.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know how much that means? Because you two work so hard. You're an inspiration for me constantly. You know, I follow you on Facebook. I'm like a stalker, so I know what you're doing. So I know how difficult it is to make it happen. You should probably file a restraining order against me.
File a restraining order? Stop, James, please.
We'll allow it just this one.
All right, let's talk about the program, the actual 3 days. What's going to happen from the beginning to the end, and who's going to be a part of it?
Well, what we're doing, the Artist Summit kicks off on a Sunday night. It is a beautiful party at one of my favorite places in the world, at the Provincetown Art Museum. It is the first green museum in the country. It is an art museum and association. It is one of the oldest in the United States. And it's so inspirational, the way that they truly have transformed what art is, you know. And we're going to start with a kickoff there. And then the next day, the program just kicks off with really some of the biggest names in the business. It is really a program that has never existed. And, you know, the funny thing is people will say to me, oh, you know, I've heard Crystal Wright before, I've heard Johnny Lavoie before, but these are seminars and workshops that have never happened. So we kick off with Chris McCarthy, who is the creator, she's the CEO of the Provincetown Art Museum and Association. Then we have Carissa St. Laurent from Constant Contact, who will be talking about social media. We have Crystal Wright, the one and only. Crystal Wright wrote the Bible on freelance makeup and hair work. She'll be doing a keynote that she has never done before called The Big Change. That is all about the things that you need to do to move your own career forward and develop a career that is sustainable. We have, I'm doing a career about inspiring artistry. You know, one of the things, you know, I've done everyone from Lady Gaga to Barack Obama in my career. Mm-hmm. And for me, the thing that keeps me working is that my makeup is always very different. So I'll be talking about keeping your artistry very different. We have Kate Layden from the Ruby Room in Chicago, who will be talking about incorporating wellness into your work. How do you keep yourself healthy and grounded? We have Linda Mason, who's one of the biggest in the business, who will be talking about an artist's approach to makeup. How do you keep yourself, how do you keep your makeup creative instead of working with that same eyeshadow every day? You know what I mean? We have Marietta Carter-Narcisse with us. Marietta is one of my mentors, and, you know, there's no one like her. She's been nominated for Academy Awards and raised her family, and she is just bringing you everything you need to know about the business aspect of your makeup artistry. We have Michael DeVellis, Michael Angelo, Michael Dwayne. Yes, we have these three Michaels that are bringing you an understanding of community, of redefining success. You know, if you are that single mom, if you are that business owner in Milwaukee, if you are that person who is doing television and not fashion, how do you redefine the, you know, how do you redefine your career so that it makes sense for you? We have Sarah Lacero from Stila Cosmetics, who will be talking about how defeat is not an option and really looking at her own survival of breast cancer and how, you know, in this industry, you cannot let anything stop you. We have Kevin James Bennett and Johnny Lavoie, who are talking about creating your industry voice. So it is three full days of inspiration, education, motivation, and information about what you need to do for yourself to make money, to make makeup your focus, because so many of our artists, you know, babe, so many of our artists are not doing it full time at this point. Right. If you're not, if you are, and here's a harsh statement, and I'm going to probably get in trouble. I'll hear things about this on Twitter or Facebook later. If you are not being paid to do makeup, it is a hobby, not a career. You know
what I
mean?
Oh, my God.
That's the truth.
I've heard that statement, not with makeup, but with those people who are screenwriters, you know, friends who say they're writers. Mm-hmm. They've written several scripts, and I've had Emmy award-winning writers tell them that they are not writers because they haven't had anything produced.
And
they find that hard to accept, but it's the truth.
It's killing me. I have hundreds of followers in D.C., in Baltimore, in Atlanta, in the mid-Atlantic states that are not coming to this artist summit because they're doing a wedding for $100.
I'm sorry.
$100. Instead of coming to meet Crystal Wright, instead of coming to meet Michael DeVellis. And I say to them, you are not looking at the big picture. Because
exactly.
If you want to succeed in this industry, if you want to make your name, if you want to make your money, if you want to feed your kids by doing makeup, if you want your name to be on the cover of Vogue or in the credits of that Oscar-winning movie, you have got to invest in your education. You've got to build your network. You know, and everyone thinks someone is coming to, I don't even know, somewhere in Virginia and fucking handing, and handing them this job. But I'm so passionate about it. I hope that the FCC doesn't come down on you for that. you know, but I get so passionate about it because my agent asks me every day, what are you doing today? Why are you not shooting? And I say, oh, I'm doing a free class for makeup artists. And she says, you could make more money doing makeup than you can educating artists. You can make more money shooting this music video than you can doing an artist summit. But I said, this is my passion because I had great mentors, and it's my job to give it back. And I think you guys feel the same way. But if you're not getting paid, if you're not supporting your family and yourself with makeup, it's not your career. And the Artist Summit is designed to help you figure out what you need to do, who you need to meet, what you need to change to make makeup and hair your career and what brings you beyond the other people in your market. What brings that clientele to you and takes you to the next level?
So, James, this is my problem. This is my problem. Okay, you have the Artist Summit, and yes, there's a fee attached. So, I mean, I can understand if you don't have the money. I get that.
Yeah.
But then you have things like Beauty Talk. You have Marietta Carter Narcisse. She does her lipstick lectures.
Yeah.
And those two things right there, Beauty Talk and lipstick lectures, are totally free.
Yes, of course.
But then you have, you know, Marietta was so excited yesterday. I think she had over 30 or 40 people online. And I think that was like the first time she's ever had that many people on you know, on this call. I'm not understanding why, because she's putting the information out there. I know she is. I'm retweeting it or sharing it on Facebook and things like that. So people are aware, but nobody's dialing in on the phone line or logging into the site. Instead, they're watching whatever the latest reality show on a Sunday night or on a Saturday morning. I'm not sure what they're doing when the lipstick lectures are taking place. But you have this information that's free. I mean, and Marietta is one of our mentors as well. So, I mean, if this woman has been in the industry for years. When it comes to film and television, she knows what she's talking about.
When it comes to anything, she knows what
anything,
she's talking about.
Yes, makeup, period. But
you know,
like
but here's the difference. I key 11 shows for Fashion Week. I key the show. That means I design the look. I put the team together. I apply the look with the team. I do all of the press. But when my mentor, Dick Page, asks me to come and do Michael Kors, Marked by Marc Jacobs, Narcisa Rodriguez, do you know what I do? I drop everything to be there with my mentor. When Marietta Carter Narcisse sends me a message saying, I need to talk to you today, I drop everything to talk to Marietta. When my phone rings and I see it's Crystal Wright coming up on my call log, I, no matter what I'm doing, I stop and pick it up. And I think that's maybe what has changed a little, in that everybody now wants it instantaneously.
Yes.
They do not step back and have the respect for the people. When Marietta started, when Linda Cantello started, I assisted Kevin Aquan, I assisted Billy B. When these artists started, it did not exist. There was no door to break through when Reggie Wells did every cover of Essence. He built the damn door.
That's right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
But where no one wants to put the work in now. When I moved, people say, oh, you're so lucky. I say, I'm not lucky. When I moved to New York, I worked at Kinko's at night so that I could print my business cards. I worked at a bar so that I could be free all day to assist for free. That is what we did. You apprenticed. You put in your time. You learned your trade. You assisted until you were the one who could go on and be the key. And now everyone wants it instantaneously. And that is, for me, my struggle, because I put so much time into something like the Artist Summit, which is really designed. If you take a Makeup 101 with me, in 3 days, you know everything you need to do to apply makeup. Everything. If you do the Artist Summit with me, you have met the people that can transform your life. I had assistants with me at Fashion Week. I have one of them sitting across the room from me right now in my apartment. I had artists come fly themselves in at their expense from Sydney, Australia, Zurich, Switzerland, Berlin, Germany, Los Angeles, Chicago. The people that are investing in their career are the people that I want with me. The people that are investing in their education are the people that I want with me. I cannot stress how important it is to put time and effort into educating yourself and meeting the right people. And I think, babe, that's the difference from when I started or when you guys started. Like, when Marietta speaks, I have nothing but respect. I stop everything that I'm doing. I assess what she's saying, and I say, this is a woman who created something that didn't exist, and I need to listen to it. When Crystal Wright gives me advice, to this day, I fall on my knees and say how lucky I am to have a woman like that as a mentor and a friend. Yet other people are throwing away these opportunities to meet with these people because they want to be stars right away. They've got a Real Housewife,
right,
that's their client, you know, or a wedding that's paying them $150.
And
they're
and
not
the
looking at the big picture.
Yeah, because the Real Housewife is paying them even less than $100. So people definitely don't want to put the work in. But I want to go back to something you said earlier, which is so important, and which is something I stand by. Is you have to maintain relationships. First of all, you have to make certain relationships. So you do have to do the network. You have to tell people what it is that you're doing or trying to do. You have to put in the work, but you must maintain those relationships. That is so important.
You have to. How often have you been exhausted because you've worked a long day, but then I turn around and you're at an event that I'm at? Danessa Myricks is the James Brown of makeup. She works harder. Like, I don't think anyone works as much as Danessa Myricks. She goes to every event that happens that she can make herself available at. Orlando Santiago is a single dad with two kids, yet manages to make his way all over the country to be available at events because he knows this is what we do. Like, that is the difference. People say all the time, oh, you're this, you're that. I say, I never use the term celebrity makeup artist. I'm a working makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I do everything I can. I did a free lecture, you know, this weekend at following Fashion Week because I felt like there were so many artists here that didn't know how to get the Fashion Week jobs. But then I also took a class last week on airbrushing because I felt like I needed to bring myself to the next level. I keyed a show where I was airbrushing, but I thought, oh, my God, technology has changed a lot since I learned airbrushing. I need to be abreast of it. I hosted an event for NARS Cosmetics last week, Makeup Forever last week, the Soho Grand last week. I still managed to make time to take a two-hour class. Because I felt like information and education, what was going to bring me to the next level. Other artists are not always willing to do that. And that's what I think is really difficult. You know, it's like, I want to help all of the artists. I don't sleep at night. You know, my boyfriend, Jeremy, who a lot of you know, can tell you, I don't sleep at night sometimes because I'm so worried that these makeup artists that message me or email me are not going to get what they need for their careers. It keeps me up at night. And that's why I put together something with Michael, like the Artist Summit, that are truly, we're handing you the tools you need to make your money and your career as a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it kills me that people are just dismissing these opportunities. And I don't mean to be so blunt, but it's hard, you know? It's like everyone wants to come to Fashion Week and go to the parties, but who's putting in the time to bring themselves to the next level, you know?
Yeah. But that's I could say the same for a lot of makeup artists here in Atlanta, too. And actually, I don't care what they say or think or after I say what I have to say, but...
You know, I started in the ATL. Don't even get me started.
So you know how it is. I mean, so again, when I started, of course there were makeup artists, you know, at the counters and things like that. You know, you had your makeup artists who worked on music video, and that's all they did. Because, I mean, there was tons of work doing that. You had your makeup artists who worked on commercials. You know, there were commercials every day of the week. So, you know, they made a living at that. You know, doing makeup for weddings, I mean, I guess there were makeup artists around doing that, but there was so much production work around. You know, you had your makeup artists who worked in film. There wasn't as much film work then as it is now here in Atlanta, but you had your few that were in the union, and they did what they did, and they made a great living at that. now that all the productions are coming from L.A. and the studios are building here in Atlanta, everybody wants to be in the union. Everybody wants to do makeup for film or television. And then when you do get some of these makeup artists into the union, they don't even know basic set etiquette. They don't even know that there's a difference between doing makeup for photography and doing makeup for film. They don't know the difference. They think it's all the same. They think it's just beating a face.
And let's be honest, like, you know, I'm not biting the hand that feeds me. I started in Atlanta. I got my start there when MAC Cosmetics had two MAC locations in the north. I was part of the team that launched MAC in the south. Pebbles brought me into LaFace Music when it was still, when before Chili was in TLC. I was working for TLC. CNN, before it was Time Warner, I worked with CNN.
Right.
Like, I had, Atlanta birthed me. Atlanta gave me huge opportunity. But it's a great example of a city where everybody wants to be the celebrity and no one wants to realize that we're in a service industry. You know, if you speak to Tara, who oversees all of the makeup at CNN, she is the workhorse. She's a gorgeous workhorse. But she is a workhorse, and she hires artists that have that same mentality. But everybody now wants to be the celebrity and not put in the time. And I think that's what is really difficult. When you have shows like The Walking Dead and The Vampire Diaries shooting in your city, you need to humble yourself and learn the basics and put in your time and learn what separates an HD makeup from an editorial makeup from an everyday makeup, you know?
And I'm sorry, you can't use banana powder for everything. You just can't.
Who is still using banana powder? Put it
down. You'd be surprised.
These bitches in their banana powder, I don't even get it. It's like someone said to me the other day, like, oh, I want this really natural Kim Kardashian contour. I said, bitch, that girl is in drag. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you have, makeup is situational. If you are not responding to the face in front of you, if you are not making the decisions for the job at hand, you are not a makeup artist or a makeup technician. A makeup for a correspondent on CNN is different from a bride who wants to look like a princess is different from an editorial for Vogue. And if you cannot make the decisions in that application process, you're not a makeup artist, because the job of a makeup artist is to design, apply, and maintain a makeup and not do a cookie cutter, Kim Kardashian, Kevin Aquan book owning makeup where you're just throwing 700 pounds of makeup on a face. And I think that's what has happened, and that's what I'm going to get in trouble after this. Oh, I'm in trouble. I'm going to get killed. But I'm speaking the truth because you know it. If your makeup looks the same after every application, you're not a makeup artist. It kills me. I write a weekly column for Beautylish. I do a weekly series for Refinery 29. I'm shooting with photographers like David LaChapelle on some of the top models in the industry, and I get 4 likes on my thing. I'm shooting with Chrissy Teigen, and 6 people are liking my makeup. Yet someone does a cut crease with 72 eyeshadows, and they have 1,000 followers liking it, you know? And I'm like, oh. But what I think it's going back to the basics. If you don't know the fundamentals, if you cannot design and apply a makeup that fits the face in front of you and the job at hand, you cannot go to the next level, because what we have done, the three of us, and what other makeup artists need to do is develop their signature style and develop the ability to meet the needs of the makeup artist in front of you. I have a makeup artist sitting next to me in from Berlin who is a genius makeup artist. He's probably so tired of hearing my voice. He assisted me for Fashion Week. But what he has the ability to do, because in Berlin to be a makeup artist, you go to school for 3 years. You cannot be a makeup artist if you have not 3 years of education. That's insane. But what he has the ability to do is look at each job and make the right decisions. And that's what I want to teach my artists to do with something like the Artist Summit, with something like the makeup show, with something like the Powder Group classes, with something like Beauty Talk. It is about giving each artist the resources to take their own artistry to the next level. And it is the passion of my life. You know what I mean? And I just, I don't know, I'm feeling a little exhausted after Fashion Week, and I'm probably saying things that you know I would never say because they're going to get me in trouble. But it is what takes our career to the next level, you know?
Well, I must say, just listening to you talk tonight about the Artist Summit, I'm really inspired, and I'm going to really try hard to try to get there.
Well, and here's the other thing I'm going to say. If there are people listening tonight that want to go to this Artist Summit, it is limited to 150 makeup artists. It is not thousands like the makeup show. If you want to be at this Artist Summit, now is the time to make the decision. But Michael DeVellis, who is one of my mentors, who created the MAC Pro program, Makeup Forever's Pro program. We have a magazine together called On Makeup Magazine. He was one of the creators of the makeup show. If you want to be a part of the Artist Summit, do not let money or time be an issue. Get in touch with Michael this week. Get in touch with me this week, and we will figure out a way to make it happen, because honestly, it is this for us is a passion project. This for us mm-hmm. is a love. It is what we live to do. And we both are feeling at this point, we just had a conversation the other night, the artists who are the ones who decide to come to something like the Artist Summit are the ones who are investing in their career, and we want to make it happen. So please, if you have questions about the Artist Summit, email Michael at thepowdergroup.com, email James at thepowdergroup.com, go online to theartistsummit.com, but do not sit there in your town or in your home and think that there is no one who is there to help you, because the Powder Group continues to be one of the strongest resources for makeup artists. And sometimes it's just getting that voice on the phone, because if Michael knows your situation, if I know you're coming from Oklahoma City, and I know that I have gorgeous Gwen coming from Oklahoma and she needs someone to mm-hmm. travel with, or I know you're driving up from D.C. and you need someone to drive up with, I can say, oh, I've got so-and-so coming up from the Baltimore area or the D.C. area. Let us put you in touch. You know, mm-hmm. so it really is a community. But if you're sitting silently without reaching out, I can't help you. I can't be a resource. And that is what this is all about. It's not a huge project. It's not a huge program. It is 150 artists coming together to talk about makeup, to talk about their love of makeup, to bring their artistry, their education, their career, their clientele, and their money, really, to the next level. And if you have questions about that, or you need some insight or information, please reach out, because it only happens once. This will never be repeated in this way. You will never see these seminars again. You will never have the opportunity to have these dinners with these people, or these one-on-ones with a Crystal Wright, a Johnny Lavoie, a Kevin Bennett in this setting again. So it really is something very special. So please, if you've got questions, if you've got concerns, the reason I'm doing the radio show tonight instead of out drinking right now with my friends to ease the pain of Fashion Week is to be there. You know, it's like there was nothing for me when I started. I didn't go to school for makeup. I was an accidental makeup artist. You know, my background is social work and women's studies. if I did not have mentors, I would not be where I am today. And that is what we're trying to do with the Artist Summit. So, you know, reach out and be honest and tell me what you need and we'll figure it out. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. I'm so talky right now. You know, I don't shut up once you guys get me on the phone.
So listen, you know, once you attend this summit, and I know the purpose is to take everything to the next level, I'm sure those who attend, I'm sure it's going to be so inspiring that, you know, they come to a point where they're going to say, okay, I have to organize all of my thoughts and organize all the information that I have from this summit.
Mm-hmm.
What should their plan be?
I think for me, organizing your artistry, organizing your plan, organizing your, setting your goals, you know, setting realistic goals, achievable goals, attainable goals, becomes about being honest with yourself. You know, I'm looking right now and I'm seeing artists from all over the country that are listening in, artists from Atlanta like Keisha White, artists from Chicago like Viola Nicholson, who are so, you know, they're everything I do. I don't know necessarily even where they're based because they make themselves a part of everything that happens in our community. And I think that part of what you've got to do with the Artist Summit is get organized. You've got to create databases of information, of all of your networks, all of your connections. You've got to bring your social media to the next level and make it professional. You've got to have a professional portfolio and a professional website. You've got to educate. If you don't know the latest tips, the latest techniques, the latest technologies in our industry, you cannot get to the next level. But the biggest thing after doing something like an artist summit is sitting down, stepping back, assessing where you are, and setting those realistic, achievable goals, short-term and long-term, that become not only where you want to be, but where you are going to be. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you write those goals down, when you say, someday I will work with this person, I will have in the next 6 months, I will do makeup every weekend for 6 months. In the next 2 years, I will have the cover of a magazine in my area. When you make your goals concrete, when you put a realistic expectation on yourself, you make it much more attainable because it can only be achievable if it's concrete. If you just say, someday I'm going to do a magazine cover, what is the pressure? What is the push? How
right.
do you work to get there? You know, and that's part of what the Artist Summit is. It's getting people that kick in the pants and saying, how do you get to the next level? I am going to be very controversial and say something that I said last week to a group of artists. If you are a woman working in this industry, you already have a harder struggle. It is much easier for a man working in this industry than it is for a woman. If you are an Asian woman, people think you only do Asian makeup. If you're an African-American woman, people think you only do African-American makeup. If you're a Latina woman, people think you only do Latina makeup. These are the harsh truths of our industry. But what setting goals and setting up a network allows you to do is put into place the tools that take you to the next level, a portfolio that shows consistency and diversity, a network of artists that put you out on jobs that might be with some of the biggest names in the business. I had an artist yesterday, I'm putting it out there, this is a community of artists. I had an artist yesterday that I knew was the right person for one of my clients. Stone Jet was in Chicago. I could not be there. I knew this woman was the right artist, and when I looked at her Facebook page, she had put a posting up saying it was like a terrible day. And then I was like, you have to do Joan Jett today. Her name is Aga. She is one of the most talented makeup artists I've met. And then I'm seeing her posting saying, well, this terrible day just became better. if Aga did not come to things like the Artist Summit, if she did not volunteer with me at the makeup show, if she did not take a Fashion Week class with me, if she didn't assist me when I'm in Chicago, how do I know who she is?
Right.
You know, this is a woman who does 3 weddings a day, who has her own celebrity clientele, but pushes everything out of the way to keep herself educated and inspired. And that's what you do after the Artist Summit. You step back. You say, what is next? What do I need to do to get my house organized? What do I need to do to follow up with these people that I've met? And what do I need to do to make my career exactly what I want it to be? Because the only limitation, babe, is us. The only limitation that happens, there is no limit to this industry. I am a fat, bald, tattooed person from the smallest state in the country. Nobody leaves Rhode Island. People do not dream about leaving the state. But what I was lucky enough to have were parents who said, you can do anything. To find mentors who said, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I believed it. When I was in high school, I did not speak. I did not speak. I would have entire days of school where I did not talk. I would skip school every day because I was so afraid of being different. I would hurt myself because I didn't want to be with people who didn't accept me. And then I found this industry that embraced me, that told me that I was a leader, that told me that I was talented, that told me I could be whoever I wanted to be. And that is why I work so hard to give that to other people. And the only limitation, if you're sitting there listening to this show tonight, your only limitation is yourself, because there is no end. The thing that I love about makeup or hair is that it doesn't matter what you look like, how poor or rich you are, how black or white you are, how fat or thin you are, how gay or straight you are, if you are the most talented person, if you know the right people, if you have the right education and the right personality, you can do anything you want to do. And that is what the Artist Summit is all about, giving you those tools to take it to where you want to be without limitation or expectation. Am I getting too kooky? Am I being too kooky?
I think that's all that needs to be said about it. Like, I don't know a better way to end that. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, that's what it's all about.
Well, you know what it's all about is these two gorgeous sisters that take time out of their crazy schedules to give us all, you know, like, let's be honest, Denise and Janice, like, you guys give us all a voice and all a place to come and gather and share, and it's fellowship and it's community and it's family, and that means so much to me. And that's exactly what I think, that's the shared vision that we have. But
yes.
I want to celebrate you and say how much I appreciate you for giving me this opportunity, because I don't think people know how difficult it is to set aside time on a Sunday night when you've been working all week long. And I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that you give me this opportunity and all of us this place to gather. So thank you for letting me get crazy and preach a little bit.
You know, I was getting ready to put that on Twitter.
It was so funny because I was trying to think of the name. I was like, if James had a church, what would it be called? Because he's preaching right now, and I'm trying to think
right.
of the church.
Lord, if I had a church, all the walls would fall in. I'm the most, you know, I don't even know. Church and a poison mind. I don't even know. No, I love you guys, and I love what we have, and it means so much, and it keeps me motivated. You know, I'm sitting here tonight, and I have 100 other ideas about things I can put together for our community. And Michael was unavailable tonight because he's at a wedding, and he wanted to be part of this, you know, so badly. But, you know, put the two of us on a phone, no one would get a word in.
I've been wanting that for the longest of times.
Yeah.
I've been wanting the two of you on the phone at the same time for the longest of times. We've got to make that happen.
Oh, babe. No, neither of us would get a word in. I was telling my brother is a comedian, and he just did a radio show. And it was really funny because he just talked the whole time. No one else said anything. And I was like, oh, my God, I think I do that to the Tennelle sisters nonstop. Like, I just start talking, and there's no, like, break for pause. I'm terrible.
But at least you have something to say. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I always, I told my mom when I was 4 years old, I just know things better than other people. I still believe that completely.
Oh, we love you, Jane.
I love you guys. I'm sorry. I think
really
I've talked through all of your time.
That's quite all right.
I mean, I'm sure it
has given the listening audience a great idea of the purpose of the summit and what's going to take place and what they need to do to move forward. So I think you pretty much covered everything in a great way.
I hope
so. Inspired. Yeah, I mean, this conversation tonight really inspired me. And that's good because that's what you want to happen at the summit, regardless of what level someone's, you know, wherever you are in your career, it doesn't matter. It's to come, it's like a revival, to be revived and motivated and inspired to like you said, take it to the next level. So I'm excited.
Well,
about
and
it.
On top of that, we have all of this fun time together in Provincetown, Massachusetts. I've already got my karaoke songs picked out. So if we're like doing karaoke, if that, you know, it's social, it's business, it's artistry. It's a great balance, and I hope that people will be there with me and just really celebrate your career. No one, you know, this is an industry of women. This is an industry of caretakers. This is an industry of artists. And the hardest thing to do sometimes is step back and take time for yourself and take time for your artistry and focus on it and put energy into it. And that's what the Artist Summit is all about. And I hope that people will take time away. We know how difficult it is. It's hard to leave your kids, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your terrible job that you're working at that pays your bills, or your amazing job. But if you do not maintain yourself, if you do not make your career and your artistry and your inspiration, you know, a priority, if you're not maintaining your muse, it gets very difficult to take things to the next level. And that's how I feel really lucky. And that's what the Artist Summit is all about for me, is like each person that comes there will really look at it as an individual. It's not a group thought. It's not tools that 100 people will walk away from with the same ideas. It's about each person getting what they need as an individual. And that's why I'm so excited about it.
Right. Well, I'm excited.
Me too.
So everyone.
Well, if you're excited, I'm excited. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm on the phone, but I'm in front of my computer, and so people keep messaging me now, and it's been really funny. It's like I have like a million things popping up now on Facebook, and I'm kind of stressed out about it. I'm like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do, but you know. It's. I hope that people will reach out, and I hope that I'm a resource. I hope that people look at me that way, and they say, you know, James Vincent is really available to give a little guidance, and I think you guys do the same thing, you know, and I don't know. I'm really happy to be online tonight, and I'm really happy to open myself up for the next few weeks and really answer some questions. So if you guys need anything, reach out. And I hope, I'll be honest, I think it's the same for you guys. Sometimes I get so many Facebook messages, I miss a few. It's not that I'm, you know, ignoring you. It's just that sometimes they fall through the cracks. So if you don't hear back from me, reach out to Michael at the Powder Group, or reach out to, you know, the info at the Powder Group or any of those resources, and we'll make sure that someone gets back to you, because sometimes I do, like, just, I don't even know how many messages I just got. I have like a million things popping up on my screen. So if you don't hear back from me, I'm not an ass. I just probably missed the message. So.
Right. You know. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, James. We really appreciate you coming on. We know you've, you know, had a busy week and a busy day. And so I'm glad that you were able to flip on So thank you.
Thank you, and I hope you guys love what I did for Fashion Week, and, you know, I hope everybody's looking at all of that and inspired, and I look forward to seeing you guys soon, and I look forward to seeing all of the artists that are out there listening, and once again, I'm humbled. I'm getting choked up, but I really am humbled to be a part. I know it. I'm so stupid and gay. I apologize. But I really I'm humbled to be here with you. I know the level of artists that you guys bring in, and I know how important a Sunday night can be for these artists with their families, and for you to take the time to allow me to come on and speak about something like the Artist Summit, which is my baby and Michael's baby, and it means so much, and I can't say thank you enough, and I love you guys and what you're doing, and I want to give a thank you to you for being such a an important part of this community and for really giving a voice to those who maybe don't have a voice and being a vision for those who maybe need a vision. And we appreciate you so much. We really do.
Thank you so much. And thank Michael for us as well.
I will. I will. I'll
shut
up.
We appreciate the both of you as well. And we just thank you for everything that you guys do in the makeup community. But also, we thank you for every time we reach out, you guys come. And that's why we always open it up for you all to come whenever you want to get on. So we just thank you again.
Oh, my God. Yes. I love you guys. I'm going to give a shout-out, too. I don't know if she's listening, but Bethany Beauty Mark Towns, you know she's my right hand, my Baltimore girl.
I was just getting ready to tell you to tell her that we said hello.
Well, I know you always do. And, you know, she's so busy now. She has two of her own shows. She's king for MTV. In 2 years in New York City, she's managed to make a name for herself, and she, you know, she's the vision. She raised her brother and sister. She was in the army. She worked for the government. She moved here 2 years ago, and she continues to impress me. And she is such an advocate for everything that you do and that I do. And I hope that, you know, if she's listening, because she wasn't with me so much at Fashion Week because she has her own projects, you know, I love her, and I love you guys, and I'm just so grateful. So thank you. Tell me to stop talking because, you know, this is a love fest. I'll keep going. Cut me off.
Well, I just want to say to everybody that's listening, you know, if you enjoyed tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. You can leave a comment here on the Blog Talk Radio profile or on our Facebook page, Beauty Talk Online. And I don't know if my sister has anything to say.
No, it was a great show tonight. I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it.
I need a drink to get through this, like, love fest that we're having. You know? Who's in Atlanta and who's in L.A.? Maybe I'll just fly down there and, like, meet you guys in Little Five Points or something.
Come on down.
The next time it should be a Skype session. So like,
My God, that would be hilarious.
We wouldn't even stop. We wouldn't even stop talking. I'd have to, like, you know, I wouldn't even know what to do. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being.
Love you too, James.
For being
who you are. Check your text message.
All right, I will.
Thank you so much. When we get off the phone. Thank you
Perfect.
So much.
Thank All you right. for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye. Join us again next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. Tell everyone about Beauty Talk, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a beautiful and blessed week. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.